Well, hello and welcome to The Drive. Hope you are all well. Pulling out of my driveway. 87 degrees in Mobile, Alabama, the deep south. We have been going through Psalm 23. And we looked at the first two verses the last couple days, right? We looked at Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We looked at verse 2. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." All right, so we looked at the first two verses. And there's only six verses here. And they're powerful verses. And they're verses to remind us. And bless us. Basically, so far we've been reminded that the Lord is our shepherd. He is the one that keeps us together. He is the one that protects us. He is the one that shelters us. So we shouldn't be in want. We have all we need. We're blessed. We're exactly given what God wants to give us. And for that, we can be content. We're not in want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters, which is really, he leads us to a place of peace. Peace and rest. And as believers, we need both, right? And so today, we're going to look at verse 3. Verse 3, where the psalmist, where David, who was a shepherd before he became king, he says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." God is in the business of restoration. You know, like there's so many shows today now about restoring old things or flipping houses or making what once was nasty and broken down and beat up into something beautiful. And that's, I think, what God does for us and to us. Like, he restores our soul. He restores what was broken, what was lost, what was wasted. Like, I look at my life before Christ and I go, wow, I wasted a lot of years. Like, I didn't become, you know, I didn't start walking with the Lord. He didn't, you know, beckon me. I wasn't saved until my, like, mid-20s, basically. I'm 41 now. Later 20s. It was a while, though. Like, I didn't grow up in a Christian household. I didn't grow up singing the typical Sunday school songs. I don't even know many of those songs still. You know, I'll hear a song at our church, and my wife's like, "You never heard that growing up?" And I was like, "No, I wasn't a believer growing up. I didn't, you know, my parents didn't take me to church on a regular basis. I didn't get into God's Word on a regular basis. It wasn't like a normal thing." So it was later in life. So I could look back and go, okay, 20-something years were wasted. But now that I've been saved for, you know, over a decade, for whatever, I don't even know, 16, 17 years, I look back and I realize those years weren't right. They weren't wasted. That's part of my testimony now. Do you know what I mean? Like, God redeems what we feel has been wasted. He restores those things that we feel are useless. And that's a beautiful thing about what the Lord does, you see. He restores our soul. He feeds us, you know, with his word, with those things that enrich and enlighten and bring to light what we need to do. Like, he restores our soul. He's in the business of making something nasty and sinful and horrible into something new and beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing. He restores our soul when we're broken down, when we're downtrodden, when we're going through it, when we feel like all is wasted, he restores. And I love what David says here. He says, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness." So essentially, God leads us in the right way to go. That's simplifying it, but that's really what he's saying. He leads us in the right way to go. And the right way to go is the way that he leads us. It's pretty amazing, honestly. Like, as human beings, we don't always like to be led. We want to be the ones in charge. We want to be the ones to run things. We want to be the ones to take up the banner and do what we're going to do. Like, we want to lead. And don't get me wrong, you know, some of us are in leadership positions at church or at work or wherever, but essentially, even if we are leaders and even if we are leading things, God still is our ultimate leader. He is the one who is in control. He is the one who we follow. Because there's many things God does for us, you know? But there's only one thing that we are to do as believers, and that is to follow Him. That's it. Follow Him. And in order to follow Him, we need to let Him lead. Like, we can't be led if we're in front of the Lord. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly, it's obvious. You know, that's obvious. Yeah, we get it. To be led, you have to follow behind. But sometimes we think that we're letting Him lead, but we're actually the one going before Him. Whereas the Bible often says He goes before us. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. He leads us in the right way to go. He leads us to the spiritual. Because oftentimes we're thinking of the carnal. We're thinking of the natural. We're thinking of the external rather than the spiritual, rather than the heavenly, rather than the things of God. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. We need to be led there. We're not just going to naturally go there. Innately, we're sinful. We're born into sin. We're born with the wrong mentality. We need to be taught the right way to go. And the right way to go is the way that the Lord is leading us. And so are we letting Him lead us on the paths of righteousness? And I love how it's plural. It says paths, because there's a certain path God has us on for each season of life. It's not like there's one thing He wants us to do for the rest of our life through every season. Like, there's different tasks, there's different goals, there's different things that God gives us that we get to walk in through each season of life. And it's a beautiful thing, but through each season of life, we have to make sure that He is the one in charge, that He is the one leading, that He is the one paving the way for us. Or else we'll be lost, we'll be alone, we'll not know where we're going or what we're doing, we'll be kind of confused, we'll throw our hands up in the air in frustration and go, I don't know. When we are self-led, that's when we're led to get into trouble. But when we're God-led, that's when we can be confident in Christ, knowing we're on the right path, going the right way, doing the right thing. He leads us in paths of righteousness. I want to be led by Him. I don't want to be just led by my circumstances and just take it as it comes, you know? I just don't want to, I don't want to just be led by people who have opinions, you know? And don't get me wrong, people can be great counselors, especially as they know God's word. That's who I want counseling me, not someone who just has an opinion. I want someone who can counsel me in the word of God rather than just be like, here's what, I think you should maybe do this or this. No, what does God say? That's a great thing. But ultimately, God is the one who leads us. He is the one who paves the path of the purposes that He has for us. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. Oftentimes, Jesus reverted people's eyes off of the natural onto the supernatural because we naturally think of the natural. Like Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Being born again, he thought of the natural. Jesus was talking spiritually. Woman at the well, chapter 4, he was talking about water. She was like, oh, where can I get this water? She was thinking of the physical. He was saying that spiritual water, that the Holy Spirit, you get fulfillment in the spiritual. He was always reverting people's eyes to the spiritual. And our eyes need to be reverted that way as well. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. He leads us to the spiritual and to the right way. He knows the right way to go. We don't. The faster we come to that conclusion, the better off we're going to be. Because people, we cannot be know-it-alls as believers. Because as believers, we realize something. We know nothing, and God knows everything. Starting from that premise, man, you're going to do well. Starting from the opposite, we know everything. That ain't going to end well, you know. Let God lead. For His name's sake, it says the end of verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. It's all about Him. We want to make much of him. All glory goes to him. All credit goes to him. All honor goes to him. It's for his name's sake. It's all for him, you guys. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's for him. We're not trying to be made known. We're not trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to make him known. That's it. But he is our good shepherd. He leads us to the place of peace and rest. He restores our soul. He leads us. May we follow. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.